When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Let's go. Hey guys, let's make a podcast. How about that? I'm Alice Wetterlin. How's it going, everybody? Keep that in. Bro, you ready to go?
Yes, bitch. Been ready.
Oh, girl. What is up, Trex fans?
How are you doing, Trex fans? How are you doing?
We're great.
Yay, there you are. There she is.
This is the first time we asked something to our fans and they're actually here to answer.
It's incredible. We're just usually saying, hey guys, and then silence, you know? I've gotten really used to that over the years, but how did you get in here?
How did you get into the podcast?
Did you listen so hard that you just came in through the airwaves?
Yeah, I was in my car listening so hard that the car just Apple Play sucked me in. I got
Do you know if the car is still just recklessly driving down the road right now?
Yeah, it's like got a lot of features.
The car is currently going down the I-35
wow,
on its own.
Fuck. Well,
that is the highway here.
Yeah.
Well, we better make the most of it.
Yeah.
Lives
who knows? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the time is frozen while this is happening. If you're listening at home, you messed up. All this time you've been listening at home and you should have been listening in the car
harder.
You should have been listening harder. Should have been listening in the car. And
we told
yeah.
you. It's all about the commute, guys. Baby.
We told
so
you guys.
In studio today, we have Robin Reister, who is a doctor of medicine.
A real doctor.
A real one.
Not like Dr. Crusher. Like, it's like, I don't know.
Just to let people know, we wanted to do a cross-section of our fans, and we thought somebody with a PhD was, like, probably most representative. But then we were like, how about just a doctor? Just a regular, like, not just, like, a doctor, but, like, a straight-up doctor. Like, a doctor feel-good. And then you came into our arms, Robin. We're so happy to meet you and happy for you to be here.
Well, I am so happy to be here. This is my favorite podcast. I have been listening like crazy for the past week in preparation for this. And so, like, I really do feel like I kind of did go into my, probably more like my phone or AirPods. But it's so awesome to meet you guys. I'm nervous.
That's awesome. We never get, you know, the honor of having a nervous guest is just so rarely bestowed upon us. You know, we just usually get guests that are kind of mildly
too confident
to be here. Too confident's a big problem.
Too confident, sweaty, for sure.
So we're so happy to experience and hold hands with you. We'll all take a deep breath together. What if I did mine way faster? Okay, great. Everybody's like, oh, I didn't get to catch up. All right, deep breath. Vero, you lead the deep breath because you're better at this woo-woo crystal shit.
Okay. So just, guys, you do the regular breathing in thing.
You at home, do this too.
Guys, 3, 2, 1. Breathe in.
Exhale.
in the, let it go.
Can you imagine if someone tried doing a meditation like that?
I don't feel nervous anymore. I'm so relaxed.
That's like almost
let it go. Let it go, please.
Why do I feel high?
Well, I'm glad we're all relaxed. So for everyone at home listening, everyone who messed up on not listening too hard, anyone who's not Robin, who is actually here, you know, we're in the previous to last episode. We're about to finish all of TNG, all of the TV show, tears, one tear in each one of our eyes, Isis's. And
a tear in each of our Isis.
And we were sad and we were wondering, like, what thing that's special could we do for people who've been listening, who've been with us along this journey, but maybe we have never heard from. And it just so happened that we were in conversation with Andrea. That's how I would pronounce it, Andrea. Your
it's
wife.
Gorgeous pronunciation, to be honest. Because I bet people are always like, in the Midwest, they're like, Andrea.
Andrea.
Which is basically how she says it.
Andrea, yeah.
But she goes by Andy. So it doesn't come up much.
In Mare of Easttown, it would be Andrea.
So we were chatting with Andy, and she mentioned that my wife is a super fan. She's been listening to you. And we were both like, okay, we want to talk to, we want to do something special for our super fans. And we have one, we have access to one that, you know, apparently you have good credentials based on your wife. I'm like, I mean, should we believe her? It's your wife? Yes. Yeah,
we've
sure.
met her, vetted her, and did a FBI background check. On both
which
of you, so
was just like emailing back and forth.
It's weird that we have that ability. It probably shouldn't be true, but we thought this would be an awesome way to kind of bookend and look back at this thing
what it has been, yeah,
and have somebody on the show who really appreciated what we did and get their perspective, and basically just make us feel great about ourselves, you know. It's really about us and our feelings. No, it's because it is about you guys, and we love.
Alice fully froze. It's time for a
every
screenshot.
Time we've ever had
one
any
second.
ability.
Oh no!
Oh, is it me? Oh, my Ethernet's not plugged in. One moment.
You froze, and I did just one didn't moment. Get a chance to do the screenshot. It's so sad.
Oh, that's too bad. I plugged in my Ethernet, so it might be laggy for another moment or two. And then it'll read.
You're like,
I can't. It'll read something. Oh, I paused again.
I wonder if the fans think that you are, or listeners, fans is crazy. Our listeners. I wonder if our listeners think that you're like the middle-aged mom, the technology mom, or if Skylar leaves all of this out.
What?
Because we're always like introduce a little bit of techno talk. In the middle of the podcast.
Myself?
Yeah. You. Oh. You, baby. You, baby girl.
Is that a thing? Only what's you. A middle-aged technology mom? This is not a thing I've ever heard of.
I don't know. Don't you know about it?
I have to turn off my Wi-Fi because it keeps pausing, but I'm going to turn my video off for a second and then hopefully it'll not make me reconnect. Hey, stop biting me. My cat's biting me. He doesn't understand how to get pet without, like, biting. It's, like, only... He's like, oh, yeah, petting and also biting, right? And you're like, no, those two things don't just go together automatically.
He's damaged. My cat doesn't know how to get pets without eating. It's really bad. She's fat. Mm. She's like, literally everyone tells me she's fat as if
little nose.
As if I didn't know. I see her belly. I know she's fat. But everyone informs me back again. It's kind of, I brought her here to Austin. So my mom would
you
put
did?
Her on a diet. Oh, yeah. She, like, wait. I had a cat on a plane in the middle of COVID. It's crazy.
One second. I don't know why you did that.
I am bringing her here. She needs to stay with
stay with my mom for a month.
You can hear my cat purring.
She needs to stay with my mom. Look at this cat. Someone needs to see this cat. Look at this.
You guys can listen.
Okay. So, Robin.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Are you hearing us?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was talking about the cat purring, but...
Oh, I couldn't hear the purring.
Really?
Can you tell the cat to
right up against the microphone?
Be a little louder.
Its fur is all over my face.
If you're at home listening, just get as close as you can from your Sonos or whatever, or your AirPods. Like, people have their pods as close to their ears as they go. So I wanted to ask Robin, even though I know the answer because you're a fan, I'm curious about your history with Star Trek. Like, what the fuck?
It's the question we ask everyone, and we had to ask you.
How can we not ask
you?
We can't
not do it.
It's crazy if we didn't. So tell us.
And then also I want to ask you what your opinion is of that question being like so dumb. It's like the question we ask every guest, and it's like the most basic.
But we have to, because we actually don't know.
Well, first of all, if I can answer the second part first, I think I am so excited you're asking that question because, again, I am a super fan. So to be the one getting asked this question is amazing. My history with Star Trek, I used to watch it with my dad when I was a kid, when it was on like Channel 21 at 6 and 9 p.m. at The Next Generation.
Oh, yeah, UPN. I remember that shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then, and like a little TOS, but not so much. And then it was on Netflix, so here and there. But then really it was after the 2016 election when I needed something to watch to take my mind off like my constant consumption of Twitter and the news.
Oh my God.
And so I rewatched all of TNG, and then my friend Marcus recommended I watch Voyager. So I watched Voyager. And it's all just blown up since then.
Okay.
That's really cool. So I'm curious about the when you watch with your dad, like, was it your dad who was like turning the TV on, or was it like, let's go together? Or like, were you passing by? How did you do it? Did you watch it in order?
Definitely.
What do you remember?
Not that many details. I don't remember it being a like planned thing. Mm-hmm. I just remember watching it and like him making dad jokes about it and really liking it and just like being excited that was on twice. I think it was 6 and 9. If I could stay up late and watch the 9 o'clock. And then like we never really talked about it. And then I went to the Star Trek convention, which is thanks to you guys, which is like the best thing. And then my dad out of nowhere was like, why didn't you invite me?
How?
Like, we never talk about Star Trek anymore, Dad.
Okay, so you went to the convention because of us?
Well, so...
Tell us. That's what she said. Moving on.
No. So I was like, a fan of Star Trek. And then I started listening to your podcast. And I listened to the episode where you guys went to the convention. And y'all talk about how... like, you never thought you would be convention people, which I never thought I would be either. Like, it seemed like not even something to consider. But you guys had so much fun. And then I was talking to my friend Marcus, who is like my Star Trek friend. And I was like, should we go? And he was like, yeah, definitely. And so we went, and it was so much fun. It was like... one of my friends, when I went and stopped talking about it, she was like, this is like your Burning Man now. Like, like, couldn't stop talking about it. Met so many nice people, like met some of the stars. And I also love gambling. I love casinos and playing crafts.
Me too. I love
you
it.
Do?
Yes. I love it. I love, I just like... put like 10 bucks on like a number, and then all I do is tuck everyone up at the table. So I mostly do nothing, but I love being there. I love witnessing.
Oh yeah.
That's just like, that's a Beverly Crusher moment.
That is, I am totally just
being there. Hey, we do have a clip from that episode, from that very eponymous episode. Wait, I don't know the word than definition, but we should listen to
just
it.
Just so I can picture this. You went to Vegas to a convention. What were you dressing as? Like, what did you wear? Because this is important. We need to know this.
So I had a Deanna Troi outfit. It was the one, like the one piece that's kind of purplish or red.
Purplish. It was, yes.
It's like that's like super tight, like bodysuit. And one of the it's not something I would ever feel comfortable wearing in public because it's just like crazy exposing everything. But it was so
much fun to just wear it at work.
Imagine every day at work for seven seasons. Deanna.
I know. I shouldn't be supporting that like totally sexist outfit. But
you felt comfortable in this outfit, even though it was not something that you would normally wear just because.
Correct, because it was the convention and everyone was so nice and everybody was wearing crazy shit. And all the, like, y'all, I just re-listened to the episode in case we talked about it. You guys talk about, like, the different body types at the convention and, like, it's just totally, like, just love and judgment-free.
Yeah.
And I felt amazing wearing it.
Let's hear that clip. I want to hear if we got to that.
I still love that. Like, it's so weird that just, like, listen, we were in this convention in this like utopic kind of world, and then
is
we had to
a word
in the utopic
if it
word.
Isn't, make it so.
we had to get in line at Starbucks and get a fucking coffee, and that was so embarrassing because up until then I was living this fantasy of this, you know, other and being in
Roddenberry
the Enterprise,
land.
But, yeah, and then. Just like that bubble, this world is built around this just beautiful equality. There's no greed. There's money is eliminated. The need for food has been, you know, figured out.
Or it's been hoisted onto the Ferengi, really.
And then there's the women, actresses, who are portraying these characters in this world fighting for fucking getting a little bit more cash.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if you know this, but when you get paid in this Hollywood business, especially if you're in California, you probably,
what
between
did I
taxes say? And your fees to your agents, you get like 20%, 25% of whatever you negotiate.
Yeah.
It's insane.
You get, it really, you walk home with like 20%.
It's weird. It's fucking weird. Yeah. So imagine.
Because I have a publicist and I also have a publicist, which is a publicist just for your pubic hair.
See, my reaction was the
like,
same
these
twice.
These are the times we live in.
I'm the same idiot.
I hate all these people.
I reject this.
That bit was shut down.
I wanted to. Pew, pew, pew. Well, I shut it down because I couldn't find a way to bring it back to the cardboard. So I.
It's my own deficiency. I would be angered by
it
that.
It is my own deficiency.
So is there a clip?
Okay. Cut the clip. The cardboard. Do you remember the cardboard? I had forgotten until this very moment.
I cannot think of the convention without thinking of the cardboard. I frankly, it's linked, just like your cat bites when you pet him. Convention cardboard. So Alice's crotch
cardvention.
Was, oh my God.
So, so Robin knows this, and everybody knows this who listens to this show, unless you're a new listener. But basically what happened was we went to the convention, but good old Brett, father who is our same age, had bought us Star Trek. Like, Veronica's slightly taller than me, but we're about the same, like, you know, body shape size, you know. And, like, but she's, like, a few inches taller. So I got an extra small, and she got a small. And I was like, this, because I usually do child size stuff. I'm really short. And, like, I was like, it's fine. And I got a green for engineering. She got a red for command. And
yellow.
Like a yellow for engineering. And it was the, you know, the neoprene-esque looking ship uniform. And I it was so too short for me.
It did not have enough cloth.
Between the top of my shoulders. I guess it's just that I have a normal length torso and my legs are short. But anyway, it was cutting. Like, it was cutting me in half vagina first, you know, which is like not a great way to go. I mean, you know, so we devised, literally, I can't walk around. Because if I walk around, generally, like over the course of me walking around, like step after step, my body will just split in half. And it will be like, what's that costume? And
through the
people
vagina.
Will be like, not a costume, emergency. So I made a special pad out of cardboard. I made like a double layer cardboard maxi pad to stop.
It stopped
steel.
She had it like a strong vagina after that. It was it looked
it was
strong.
A woman cup.
It acted strong.
it was great. It was like a cup for women. And now I really like a vaginal shield, and I love it.
You know that I'm sure the this Deanna Troi tight outfit effect that you enjoyed was the same that happened to me, where like I wore a command uniform, and I'm sure I said it in that episode, but I'll still say it then, just like the idea of wearing that uniform and walking around with it, my walk change, my pacing, my style, like I just wanted to give commands and say engage, and it was awesome. You get to like enter this world that you've enjoyed on TV so many times.
Did you do the curly hair?
Kind of. I have like in between straight and curly hair. So I could have done better. It was like my first
commonly
convention.
Known as wavy.
I think that's why we got you to talk about this. We wanted you to acknowledge
that it could have been better.
We just wanted you to be
you could have done better.
Embarrassed about.
No, that's awesome. So that when we got to go back, right? Like this, I have not realized. I mean, like talking about this again for me is like, I just fucking want to go back to the con, man. Like,
me
that
too.
Was so great.
Would
and
you
I
go
mean
again?
Conning people.
Yeah, we were gonna go last summer, but you know, it got canceled.
What
so.
Did something happen? At least my new favorite thing is saying COVID. Like, I don't know that it exists.
Wait, so, what?
What happened? I know. I
wait,
hadn't
what,
thought
what
about
did he
it
wear?
We talked about it just now.
What did he
what
wear?
Did Marcus Everybody. Wear? He was, Marcus. He just wore, he just had kind of like one of those t-shirts that was kind of a TNG uniform. Uh-huh, it was a medical. He's also a doctor. We met in my residency. So he kind of reflected that he thinks he would go out a little bit more next time.
Ooh.
But we had so much fun.
Right?
We had
because
so much
you
fun.
I love seeing people. One of my favorite things about the con is that you see people dressed as like a niche, mm-hmm. you know, like a lot of guys will dress in the one, like they had like a man inexplicably wearing a dress version of the uniform. Before they had ever shown anybody wearing the dress uniform for meeting like dignitaries and everything, they usually wear that uniform that's like a straight A-line dress for the guys. But like then they just had this one ensign like walking through the hallway wearing a dress, no explanation. And so you'll have guys at the con like dressed like that as
Finally.
A reference to that moment, that specific, really ultra specific moment. And it's just like so fun seeing. Really weird niche episode references.
It's true. It's fun to walk around the halls and like catch specific jokes or specific like weird one-off characters or like guest, you know, characters or whatever.
I would want to dress like the mascara monster.
I know who you're talking about.
What's
your
name?
You're talking about when Wesley did his first test. He has a breathing thing.
When Tasha Yar dies.
The thing that kills Tasha Yar? That'd be good.
Yeah, because you could just do it with
like trash bag.
Armus. I would want to be Armus. You could just do it with 100% with garbage bags.
Yeah.
You melt a bunch of garbage bags
You melt the garbage bags sort of around your face and maybe just wear sunglasses underneath so you don't have your eyes.
You can wear a charcoal mask, one of those that you peel.
You could, but I wouldn't want to go towards like I wouldn't want ever to have anybody see it as blackface.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And there was so many moments when he would morph into other things that it'd be cool to have like a collection of objects beneath that you could like.
Oh, you can do like those people who change outfits, like the record of outfit changing in the least amount of seconds.
Yes.
Those like 27 outfits in 1 minute.
Armus or whatever. Is so funny. Armus a long, is great. Like, trail behind you.
Wait, Robin. So Armus we're slugs? Curious. If you were to go to another convention, what would be your next outfit? Like, we're trying to... Actually, I'm getting ideas for myself, so I might copy whatever you answered.
I don't know. I bought online a medical uniform because I don't know. I was like, what am I going to do? Yeah,
it's
way too big. It's like the opposite of what you had. It's like ridiculously big.
Okay, you're in Austin. My mom is in Austin. My mom, those alterations.
That'd be great because I was thinking I should get it altered. But I don't know. I've gone through so many weird ideas. Do you guys watch Voyager?
We have not yet watched Voyager.
Okay.
I watched very few Voyager.
Okay. Okay. There's a really weird one-off episode, but we can talk about it when you watch Voyager.
Okay. She's inviting herself back on. I love it. The confidence is growing.
This is our classic guest. This is what it is.
What it is. I'm sorry.
Minutes, and now you're fucking
very presumptuous.
Listen, you will be back. Okay. It's been said.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
So you thinking of a creature from Voyager?
I just want to tell you guys that my favorite costume at the convention, though, we made friends with this really, really nice couple that were the game. They like made like the game that Riker brings back from Risa.
Yeah.
And they like made one and it had like blinking lights and they were going around like trying to get people to play the game and like trying to brainwash them.
And we
hung out with them the whole weekend. They were so much fun. And we went to this party called Gays in Space, which I don't know if it was happening while you were there.
I need to go to this party.
Which was so fun. It was like at this gay club in Vegas. And there was like a bus that took us from the Rio to the Gays in Space party. And there was all these like Trek drag queens and these performances. And it was so nerdy and gay and amazing.
Oh, I need to cry.
I feel like it's like I would normally not be allowed at that because I'm a terrible straight. But
you're a regular
straight.
It's
Vegas, so I feel like I get a pass.
If you were Star Trek, you'd be welcome.
Yeah,
it's Vegas. You're the Trekkie.
I will fuck a lady
just to be in the play. Like, just let me in.
Let me fuck a lady. Who needs to get laid? Who's a lady?
I need to do something like Star Trek. Drag and competition. I don't know. I just feel like you just mentioned what heaven looks like, and I'm just here. That's like
yeah, idiot. That's what I was thinking as well. Like I was like, we didn't do the convention right.
We didn't. You went to party. Yeah, I know.
Remember how Brett was like, be home by 10? So weird.
Yeah, Brett was
kidding.
Like,
he wasn't.
Not your fault.
He didn't.
Gaze in Space didn't even start till 10.
Brett was like, I got you milkshakes. They're melting.
Didn't we leave that night? We just drove in, drove out, I believe.
We drove out the same day. Usually would...
God, what a nightmare.
The next day. We slept two nights. But it was quick and dirty. I wish I could have stayed longer, frankly. I was thinking of going alone. I was eyeing tickets for this next one, 2021. So
babe, we'll go. We're going. We have to go together.
Why not?
We're going.
Like, so I'm thinking, could we do a three-person costume? That could be really funny.
Robin, you and Andrea are going?
No, Andy does
Marcus?
Not go.
Andy does not go.
Andy
Andy wants to stay married to me. So
Andy is not into Star Trek or casinos. She hates casinos. And
you know, that's
casinos.
Understandable.
I love casinos too. They're so juicy.
Yeah, get me a Red Bull and I will like...
Yes. She's like, this is amazing. Go do Star Trek and casino at the same time. Get it all out of your system.
Sick.
And then you don't have to bother me anymore.
That would happen to me if like my partner was into auto parts and like toddlers and tiaras. I'll be like, you go do that. You just do those two things.
I don't need any of those things.
That's exactly what Andy's into.
I wonder if it would be like fun or not fun to have a booth.
To have a booth there?
Yeah.
Like sell stuff?
To sit down and like meet people?
Well, it wouldn't be, right? Because you'd have to stay in one place.
No, you don't want that pressure. You just want to walk around, yeah, talk to people, go where your heart takes you.
Yeah, maybe we could do a show.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I love that there is random like backgrounds for us to take pictures. I love that so much. I love encountering, like, I'm just curious about what people choose. Like, we encountered this family of Klingons that I'll never forget. Because I was like, these people all identify as Klingons. Like, that's how, yeah, you have a gender identification or whatever. There's like a Star Trek ID. So
Klingon and Klingons in the world, like in the universe of Star Trek, are probably like not the finest hang. But people who address as Klingons in our world are like the greatest, funnest human beings on the planet.
You gotta be fun to self-identify.
Always down for fucking everything. They will do, like, you're like, how about we break into? And they're like, yar! And I'm like, all right, well, that's illegal. I have an idea. So what do? We go to this next one. We get a venue off the strip, you and me, Vero. Mm-hmm, we get a venue, mm-hmm, off the strip, and we finally do the musical show of all the songs we wrote, all the bullshit. And now that we have Skylar doing work for us to comb through our old episodes and find
we're gonna
those
have
songs.
Skylar produce the actual tracks for every song we've improvised.
And Skylar, don't worry, we're getting you a community college program for you to learn music
and
production.
We're gonna have him
at DeVry.
We're gonna have him study in university. We're gonna have him.
I remember DeVry.
Well, Skylar's gonna go there and get his MD.
We're gonna get
in
him
music
to get
development.
His... And then we're gonna hire a choreographer. Maybe I don't know. Guy.
Most of the budget, of which there is none, is gonna go towards a very, very like indignant choreographer who is so frustrated with me and my inability to do the move.
You should ask Gates McFadden. She's a choreographer.
Oh,
true, she is.
Hey, Gates, can you
put over crazy weird part of it? I don't know if I want to be doing Gates moves. I'm thinking
yeah,
it'd more
be like
TikTok.
Ballet. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Gates McFadden. Gates is more like.
They think Gates choreographed her. She choreographed the aerobics gossip class in all the Klingon Reiki. What do you call it?
Okay.
By Gons.
Oh yeah, they're martial arts.
Yeah.
They're Tai Chi.
Skylar, first of all, let me put this out there, is saying he has song clips. I want to play some of those. And I was thinking we would start with the Gorn.
Before we go into the clips.
Putting that out there because I know, Veronica, you have more to say.
Well, I just had this question hanging and I already released it into the ether, but I'm curious. Before we move on from the convention style conversation, what do you think? What TNG race or species would you identify with if you had to pick one? I mean, not to put you in boxes, you know. You can.
Well, I think it's hard because I think it's so. You kind of want to be dress like who you look like. Like I think I look the most like Deanna Troi because I'm like a white woman with brown hair, and that she's the only one. There's only two women. But I don't know. I think Ensign Ro is cool, but Bajorans can be like a little, they're like a little religious sometimes. I don't know. What about you?
Religious.
They're a little religious is a really good, that's a very good
a polite
criticism,
way.
Honestly.
Because it's polite.
You're
very
right.
Religious. Okay. Like, all right.
It's all about, you know, once it gets to the emissary, it's crazy. But in general, all the Bajorans are, they have their religion as part of the planet, the culture, the thing. I could be a Bajoran because of,
They're kind of, they're kind of violent too. I don't know. Like, I love Kira, but she's like a murderer.
I know. It's cool when Bajorans go a little wild. Yeah. Ro and Kira. Well, Kira was supposed to be Ro. And then they had to write a new character because the actress did not want to do it. Michelle Forbes
I always say I am Vulcan, but I am actually a Beta Sid. I think I am the fabulousness and the empathy, the empath thing, and just like
they're so fun. I want to hang out with Beta Zeds. They're like, Loxana. So I love Troy. I know she's, you know, there's problems with how she's written, but I always loved Troy. She was always my favorite.
I know, me too. I mean, that's why I get mad at how she was written, because I'm like, she's so good. This is such a good opportunity.
And I love Loxana so much.
I could be a Ferengi. Frankly, in reality, if you strip me down to my true little intentions, my true sneaky ways. Mm-hmm. maybe not about the money, but in general, just the turn around. Like, I don't know. Alice, what do you think? Do you think I'm more a Beta Sid or a Ferengi? The options are wildly.
How did we get to you being a Ferengi? Sorry, guys. I had to go answer my fucking doorbell. This mailman was like, I'm doing my job.
This is your doorbell. In this new house is a new segment that we never had. It's a new last three.
It's bizarre. I don't understand why. We've always said you're Beta Zed. But I now know. Are we kind of like shying away from the LA spirituality of the Beta Zed universe? They're just like, actually, Beta Zed spirituality is a little bit like, actually.
It's kind of funny because, like, Beta Sid and Ferengi couldn't be more opposite. So, I don't know.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, old BW from the World Record Podcast. And I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over office hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours Live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show.
Woo! It's showtime!
Let's think about it over this clip of us singing Gorn by Natalie and Brulia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we do the, let's do the thing. Mm-hmm. We have a surprise for you guys as well.
Oh, shit.
This is something that I wanted to do since we announced doing a live show. A lot of people know we like to, I'm going to put it in your bag here because that seems safe. This is something we do a lot where we do a sing-along, and I've put the lyrics for this song on the screen so everybody can just sing along. And I'm sure it's only going to take like 3 or 4 tries for me to get this. Get this to work. Let's see. Maybe we can lower the lights a little, just a little bit.
But you have to sing. You can't be this person.
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 It's really, think about it. Do you know what I mean? Who you've been and who you are and who you're going to be now. Just think about that a little bit. This is for everybody.
Yeah. Only, remember, only 3 or 4 tries.
No, that's not correct.
Ooh.
Ooh, I don't like that.
See, this is always humiliating to see.
Not to me.
The Gorn.
Does it go away so
quickly? It's a Gorn.
Gather your windows.
Let's do it. Yes.
All right. Okay. How about this? Yeah. I thought I saw an away team beam downstairs. By some Federation outpost, we were burning there. Yeah. They showed up with like 5 guys. Well, it seemed like they were important dudes. Like the captain of a ship and his main bridge crew. Like, why did they send the captain down? Anyway, they bombed my guys. The confrontation has run dry. That's what was going on. This is how I feel. Cold and I'm a scale. Lizard standing on the floor. Natrons will never change. It is something else. I'm just a big ass lizard in a perfect golden dress. You're a little man. I'm already gone. That's it. That's it.
So good.
Already.
Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect. You guys are stars. You're all our guests tonight on this show. And we're going to introduce you one by one now.
Okay. So I guess you aren't the first guest as a fan as guest on the show, as proven by that clip. But I did cry a little bit because our fans are so amazing. They all sang along. It'd be so gross if they just sat there like patiently watching, but they were
Did you
fantastic.
Show them the words?
There were there was words displayed on the screen. I made a video of it.
You're crying and I'm wiping my tears just to see you, but I'm not crying. But I'm like
it's that beta zed.
It's beta zed. I am a beta zed. I can be. Alice wrote the lyrics to the song. It's an Alice original.
Well,
I am so happy that you prepared all this effort because it was such a moment. To share with our fans in the live show. I'm so sad you weren't there, Robin.
Oh my God, me too.
But you're here now. That's the point.
I'm here now.
Isn't it crazy?
You should do an Austin show.
I really want to.
During COVID, right now. Yeah.
We just need Alice to get here. I'm currently in Austin,
yeah,
Texas.
We're all here, Alice.
We could do it. I mean, especially if we go to Voyager next. You know, it would be great to have you. Hey, do you have, Skylar, any other clips from songs? Or was that just the only one? Oh, my God.
He said he does.
So let's pull those other ones up because I have no idea what they are.
Well, we just asked Robin to select a few of her favorite moments. And that's where we have, that's why we have all these clips. So we're thankful that you selected what you did because it was like, oh, my God, I forgot about that. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, let's hear it.
That is the greatest shirt I've ever seen.
And the necklace? Thank you.
Your reward is I'm going to sing you a song. So this is what we do for new guests who've never been on the show before, which is
never
all guests.
Never became a segment again.
Do it and we're both into it.
Nothing to do.
And the big thing is that I didn't want to do this. Veronica wanted to do it. We took a meeting. Mm-hmm. All the board members of the show came together and said, Alice, can you do some kind of like a talky, singy intro where you sing over the Star Trek Next Generation theme song and sort of tell people what's going to happen on the show so they're not confused, you know, like how the show goes. She
like
won't
things,
even say anything.
Things we already have established. You go too fast. I can't think of English.
Well, you're on your phone at the same time, so that's part of it. but listen, I said, okay, I'll try it. So I'm just going to, off the top of this, is Star Trek in the City. This is the show where Vero and Alice myself talk about the show known as Star Trek The Next Generation, of which I am the captain and I'm the best, and I never drink because we have Cynthia Hall, and Alice actually is sober, and Geordi has a visor, and he's constantly in pain. That's something that we figured out from the very first episode. And Veronica refers to the planet as downstairs, and the ship
upstairs.
Is upstairs. And she thinks Riker's hot. I prefer Data. And another thing you should know is that she can't do accents. Try to make her do them. It's great.
Not
at all. Is anything else that we should talk about? But we're going
to
go through this space.
You find Picard to be sexy, and that's weird, and I defend Troy.
I am sexy on my own. I'm Picard. Okay. Created by Peen Roddenberry. Goodbye.
Peen Roddenberry. Peen Roddenberry. So we used to do that. That was one of our many dead segments that we retired very early, where we would sing the theme song to guests. And this is not a show where segments, it's not a safe environment. You know, there's not a lot of oxygen in the air for segments. But that's something
we that was when we were recording downtown. Now, since COVID, we've been in separate homes. It's
separate
a little
homes. We used to live together when we were recording downtown.
But we were in a shoebox together. We had a little button. I was sleeping in a button.
She was sleeping in a tiny button, like sort of a genie situation where you'd rub the button.
Okay. Okay.
Very clitoral.
Like you sleep in it.
Yeah. And she'd come. Oh, and Veronica is taking a photograph
of my cat, Mina,
which is very throwback as well, because I remember back before when we record in the studio, I'd always yell at Veronica for being on her phone during the show. It was never like it was never like, oh, early on in the show, Veronica was like what much more focused. She's always been who she is from the moment we begin recording. She's just like, I'm also going to be on Instagram and I'm be doing 12 things at the same time, because that's just, she's got 12. It's a lot of, there's a lot of things going on.
It literally has noggin. Never, it has never changed. I yeah. pay bills. I am like, but you know, since COVID, it's nice because now I actually remember to have my laptop, because I actually am using it to record this. And so I can look at the Wikia fan page and I can do.
It's been great.
Really quick Google searches. So I just need to be occupied with my little yeah. fingers. My little
She's
fingers.
Gotta have her little fingers occupied. And it works.
It could be a lover. It could be a pet. It could be my phone, but I just need to be putting my fingers on something.
It could be a lover. It could be a pet.
It could be a computer. I just have to use my little fingers.
I just have to get my fingers occupied somehow. My fingers in a pie is how.
So now I'm pulling. So, Robin, we are just curious about you. We don't care about us. We just want to know everything about you.
Yeah, that's true.
And your relationship to Star Trek.
That's
We're wondering.
Always been true.
So you sent a couple of favorite moments from the podcast, but I'm actually curious about what are your favorite episodes from the show in general? And
you mean TNG?
TNG. And I have a question. You watch all of TNG on Netflix first, and then you got into the podcast. And so you were not watching the episodes at the same time you were listening to the podcast, right?
No, I don't think I ever did.
That's funny.
But I told my friend Liz about your podcast, and she was trying to do that. And then I think it became too much pressure for her. And so she like fell off because it was so watch a show and listen to a podcast. But she loves
yes.
you guys.
Yes.
It's a lot. But if you've seen the show, I guess you can just listen to a podcast and it doesn't matter if it's like if you have it fresh in your head or you watch
something
it like
I'm
a year
quite
prior.
Proud of, you know, I mean, it'd be gross if we were one of those podcasts that were like, OK, minute 36.
Yeah,
we don't support that kind of thing. We don't support pressuring our fans to do anything besides agree with our every opinion. That's
and
the
so,
only pressure I think I put on.
But I'm going to put pressure on you and have you choose your favorite episode, or like at least a couple ones that you're like, yes, this is a true.
What spoke to you? What spoke to Robin?
Well, when I was a kid, my favorite episode was The Game. And I already talked about this. People
Same.
Wouldn't have them had The Game. I don't know why. I think I just
it's like, who knows?
Yeah. It was just so cool. And I loved Ashley Judd, and her name was Robin, if you remember. And
that's that right.
It was my
Ooh.
Name. But I think the best episode is probably, and I'm blanking on the name, the one where Picard lives the whole life.
There we go. That was the inner life.
Yeah, the inner life. But like, that's what everybody thinks is the best episode. But it really is. It's so touching. I think I still cry every time.
It is.
When that planet dies of global warming.
Yeah. It's
it is
fast
so
global
sad.
Warming.
It's like, also, it happened. Who even knows how long ago? So he has like the same pain as these people do, but it's not like he's not there at the same time as them. So he didn't even get to mourn it with them.
Yeah.
Which is something I just thought of.
So Robin, it doesn't bother you that the whole point of that journey for him was so that he could become a mouthpiece for the civilization that he never tells anybody. That was my issue with that.
I mean, maybe he wrote it down somewhere in his log.
He wrote a book.
Yeah.
But you'll notice he never did
From
a book
his
tour.
Vineyard, yeah.
He misremembered a bunch. But in a way, you get a second life. All a full fucking second life. Husband, sex styles, everything.
Yeah, that's
in
that's
one
what I'm
in one day. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I like. Sex games you get into with your spouse. Like, woo. And then it dies and you get a second one. Great.
That's what yeah. It'd be great if it was just the sex.
I just remembered another one I loved when I was a kid, and it was the one where they're all abducted by aliens and there's those clicky noises and they have to like piece it together in the holiday, which was so scary. And I think I was legitimately afraid of being abducted by aliens because all of the TV shows were about that when I was a kid. But
that's a true thing. Yeah.
So
and
good.
When we were children, it was like that was a main it was like we hadn't figured out that our own society is actually hell.
The scariest thing.
It's
yeah.
like, what if they get us? Like And now we're like, maybe just take us.
And it's a trope about being
kidnapped. That's the episode where they make a, I think that might have been a Ray Sani episode, but it was the episode where they were like in the holodeck and they were like trying to recreate the table that they were lying on. And they were like, table. Okay, good. Dining room table. Good. No, I think it was metal. And then it was just changed it to a dentist chair. Like, yeah, like that. Like, what? And it's like,
I was totally fine with that till you pointed it out.
I'm thinking of having 10 or 12 people over. So I do need a chair, but like, I just remember a bit from that episode being like, you know, when you're gathering around and the grandpa always gets the chair, the part of the table that's a headrest, and you're like, haha, grandpa. Do you remember that, Vero? No? Okay.
No, and I was just going back to your email because I just wanted to, I know I asked you the question live and I kind of put you on the spot, but you actually did send a list of your favorite.
Well, those were my favorite Tracks in the City moments.
Yeah.
Not moments. Necessarily exactly correlated with my favorite Star Trek.
Let's do a random clip by Skylar. He's just, he's
surprise
ready to go.
Skylar combed through so many episodes. He is done.
Yeah, we have to give him his due. And we will. Venmo Skylar, you guys.
But keep yourself muted, please. Don't talk.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jonathan Frakes?
Speaking.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, yes.
Hi, I'm Alice.
Hi, I'm Veronica.
Thanks for taking our call. We're interviewing you for our podcast.
It's called Treks in the City because we're two ladies and we don't care about facts. Does that make sense?
We were just going to talk to you for like 15 or so, if that's okay. We just have some fun stuff. To
ask
some fun
you
questions.
And
we promise
to
no
comment.
Boring nerd questions.
I'm or nervous
don't
again.
Make promises you can't keep.
Oh my God, you're right.
If we repeat a question that you're so annoyed by, just tell us like shut up.
Yeah, or no comment.
Yeah, just say like I'm done with this question.
We will only accept those two answers.
Copy.
Perfect.
So what are you working on right now?
I just finished an episode of a show called The Arrangement, which is loosely based on Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' relationship with Scientology.
Oh my God.
Wow. Heavy, hot.
In space? No, okay. See, I'm already
no, see, this is what's already happening, Alice, is you're asking those questions.
But you guys want to talk about Star Trek.
No, I so no,
no, I'm actually like a fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like we're all like about stuff, whatever stuff. I'm sorry. We're trying to not fangirl
Veronica's
really
a,
hard.
Veronica's a huge, huge fan, and I don't care for you. But I'm just kidding. No, I'm. We're both huge fans, so we're kind of nervous.
You guys weren't even born when that show was on.
That's not true. I'm 36.
All right. Fair enough.
I did not watch it until 2012. That's my confession. For the first time on Netflix, and I was like, damn. So that was pretty cool as an adult to find it and be like, this is better than a lot of now television. So that was awesome.
So I guess we do want to ask you a couple space Star Trek questions. And the first one you might enjoy what our question is.
I'm nervous again.
When in the making of TNG did you first get tired of making TNG?
I'd still be making it if it was up to me. Marina and I would both still be on the show if we had druthers.
Really?
Really?
That's the best.
Oh, it was the best. Every morning you got up, no matter what hour of the day it was, you looked forward to going to work because of the, you know how silly it was going to be at work.
And if,
that's so great.
Are you saying that you had like a, like the kind of camaraderie on set that like makes you like part of a family in a way?
That's exactly right. You took the words out of my mouth.
That's so good to hear because I feel like you see it in the show.
You really do. It comes across nicely. And also, we're both in this industry, and it's sometimes like you really know that it's not easy to get to that point at all.
It's such a lucky thing.
Well, I work on a lot of shows, and you don't always see that. It's not always that way. I mean, we used to work all week, and then we go out on Saturday night together. Much to our partner's chagrin. So it was... we still see each other at these conventions, just like 25, 30 years ago. We stood up at each other's weddings. We're godparents to each other's kids.
That
it's
makes
a very
me,
tight family.
That makes me so, so happy to hear. I'm on a show right now called People of Earth, and it is space related. But the people that are on my show right now are so dear to me. And I love hearing that because I really do want this family to be a family forever. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I found a group of people that like understand me, and it's so cool.
It's
that
so
when that
cool
happens,
to hear, especially to if a show that's like the utopia of humanity, you know, like humans should be going this way. So it's good that it happens backstage too, or behind the scenes.
So with trombone, was that did you play trombone? Did Jonathan?
I did.
Yes. Okay.
The backstory on the trombone is when I was in public school at Jefferson Elementary School in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, in fourth grade, and they were handing out the limited number of band instruments.
He's so good.
I was given the trombone because I had the longest arms.
Whoa. Oh, yes. You sure did, Frank.
They so measured you?
This is me today saying.
Proud trombone player from that point on.
It's like weird because we're hearing the clips now and the audio is still really good, so you kind of can't tell
which Veronica
of us
or
is talking.
Which Alice. I know.
But that last thing about his arms, that was me today. That was so honestly cringe to listen to for me to hear us losing our minds. But I love Frakes. I'll never not love Frakes.
I'm nervous remembering how
nervous
I was.
Yes. Yes.
Talking to him because we were both like, hee hee. And he's like, what do you want to know? He's just waiting for us to finish commenting.
I know. We were petrified.
But look, I just doodled, and Robin is my witness, doodled a million little hearts.
Yeah, that was quick. You did that on the back of those sides.
I'm in love with him, and I am in love with our show, but also doodling was because I'm nervous again.
I know. I love it when he talks about Marina, too. Like, they're just absolute buds. Just total buds. From back when, and I love it.
Of all the TNG characters, Robin, did you ever get like a crush on any characters?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
Please say Wesley, and that's how you figured out you were gay. Because I feel like that was like I was gay in high school.
I figured out I was gay thanks to Wesley,
and I swear to God, Wesley was like my pathway to being with women during that hormonal period of my life.
wait, what were you gonna say, Robin?
My current crush is definitely Dax, Jazvia Dax. She is
how could you not love the old man?
God. I know, and like, what can you say? But I don't know.
She's a crush. Yeah, she's.
And
bae.
You saw? Have you watched Picard?
Yes, I
because
watched
she appears on Picard and.
What? Jadzia Dax?
Yeah, right? Wait,
no.
Let me Google.
No,
that's maybe you might be thinking of Seven of Nine. Very right.
Yeah, it's Seven of Nine.
I am. I'm thinking of Seven of Nine. Jadzia Dax
yes.
does not appear.
But I did love that they made her queerer in Picard. That was amazing.
Jadzia Dax is amazing because she is a woman, right? But she is also a fucking old man, like a trill. So she has these, like, to me, just when I first discovered that character, watching DS9, I was like, wait. There's this, like, hot woman who's just also has this, like, wisdom, and it's written with this confidence about her, and she can just do whatever a male character could do, and she has this genderless kind of quality to her mm-hmm. as a character. Mm-hmm. I was just like,
yeah,
yes!
She's like this being.
She's a being.
Played by Terry Farrell.
Yes, who is also seems really cool. I follow her on Twitter, and she hates Trump all the time, and
so
I really want to meet her. She's supposed to go to the convention this summer, and so I'm going to like buy a photo.
Oh yeah, you gotta buy a photo.
Like, she'd be really cool.
Wait, so you're already going to a convention? I'm jealous.
Well, I think so. Me and Marcus want to go again, but I'm still a little worried we're gonna have to wear masks, mm-hmm. which I think would be kind of sad, and that the like craps tables are gonna have plexiglass barriers up. But Biden just said we're all gonna be vaccinated by Independence Day. So,
all right, Biden, make we'll it happen. See. So yeah. Come on.
But Marcus really wants to go, so I think we're
gonna come on, people want to. This is America. There's nothing. There's no Star Trek convention we can't do.
I am already on the Star Trek convention website. So are we talking? We're talking.
Look at the guest list. It is amazing. Marina Sirtis is there, who I didn't get to meet. Who is like,
oh, she's
number one. I want to meet.
Fucking best.
She also on Twitter is just like either just hates Trump all day or saving cats, I think.
So yeah. I'm seeing there's a San Diego Comic-Con, of course. There's a Destination Star Trek Germany in June. There is a Fan Expo Boston. 55 year mission tour. No?
That's it. So they had to change the name. It's not official anymore.
So we have to go to Boston? That changes
a lot. No. But
it's in Vegas. It's in Rio.
It's still in Vegas. Like, it's still going to be the best one. It's just, I think they lost their like sponsorship from CBS or something. So they just can't call it Star Trek. But if you look at the guest list, it's like everyone you would want to meet except Patrick Stewart, pretty much.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I don't know who you want to meet. I won't make assumptions, but I'm assuming you would want to meet him.
So the headliners are Shatner, Takei, Sonequa Martin-Green, Jerry Ryan, God. Which is what you thought was we were talking about. Kelsey Grammer, of course, and Rebecca Raman. Rebecca Raman.
Is but Nichelle I think Nichols everyone's going to be there. They should feature her.
I think she is.
She is going to be there.
She was at. They should headline her because she has a new documentary coming out.
They should totally headline her.
She's amazing, and I met her. She had her own booth at the convention. We met her, and that was one of the most crazy moments because I remember walking up. And being like, who's this lady that looks like Nichelle Nichols that has this like adorable little fuck? Is that fucking Nichelle Nichols? Like, not just a lady dressed like a. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, why would you dress like a person? Why would you just like be like, I look like this woman and I'm just gonna wear normal clothes? Like, doesn't make any sense. But it was incredible. She was just there, just like exuding her Nichelle Nichols light all over the place. And being an adorable old lady, and it was incredible. Ugh, yes, the cons.
Here, I'm sending the photo ops list. We can go down this rabbit hole.
Okay,
but there's just a lot of people. In the meantime,
we have I want to do some. Maybe we should do some clips from some episodes with some of your favorite guests because we did have quite a few. We had the Guy Branum episodes. Nicole Byer had some really good clips we could play.
You guys also introduced me to Nicole Byer. I didn't know her really until that episode.
She's not very well known, unfortunately.
Now I'm embarrassed, but I love her so
under the
much.
Radar. But yeah.
Happy to have introduced you to Nicole.
I just want y'all to know you did something good in the world. You brought me so much happiness by encouraging me, even though you didn't know you were, to go to the Star Trek convention, and you introduced me to Nicole
I'm
Meyer.
So happy to hear it. I'm so happy to hear that. Let's listen to an episode with Nicole.
I'm going
to
cry.
Let's just play the entire episode from start to finish. Just kidding.
I Nicole, also love that they have the
I
black
see
man.
You're horse. Having a hard time paying attention.
You know,
sorry.
Could I make you pay attention?
Here, they fill I was thinking.
For a
prize. Here's what I was thinking. Well, I was thinking about something. Well, I was
trying
looking
to turn
at the,
Nicole on
the photo of the seven lead.
Seven of nine?
The seven lead characters. Oh. And it's, I love it that it's four. So it's two black people and two women. So there's four, you know, I guess minorities. Data. I guess he's a white guy.
Does he count as like extra white though? Like an extra white person? Because he's not only white, but
it's like disabled
white.
Dead white.
Looking.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I love that it's more than half is considered.
It's
diverse.
That's a utopia. That's like the ideal, especially
a lot
like,
of women on the show. And Troy there's a lot is not of colorful a, people.
Troy yeah. has an accent, so it technically counts as a foreign person in
yeah,
a way. And that's
this
like,
is like, I think,
me.
Star Trek
I feel represented.
Was
you
ahead
do?
Of its
oh,
time.
That's why you feel represented by. Oh, that makes
well,
sense.
Well, she's also a woman and she's like I being mean, slammed all around. Just
I think
they
that's
can't write.
So nice that you look at her and you're like, I see myself. Because I looked at Whoopi Goldberg in later mm-hmm. episodes and was like, I see her on television. I can do that too.
Yeah.
And it's weird, like, to think maybe of a black girl or a foreign girl as a fan of something like this, right? Because it's usually, it really is associated heavily with, like, the straight white.
Which is why we do this show.
Man, and so when I do see Troy, or I see, like, Ensign Row, or, like, people from Bajor, I'm like, I feel like those look like me. They're, like, more...
That's why this...
Hispanic, in a way.
And then you go to a convention and you realize... Like, oh, yeah, no, the fan base is very diverse.
It's
very cool.
It's like mostly.
But it's diverse in every way. Like, race. Well, I didn't see that many Hispanic people there because, of course, they're not going to go to that. And it.
How would I know?
Be like, what would I do there?
That's my correction in my life. How would I know?
It's so interesting because this show started like in 1987 and ran till 94. And it continued having a super diverse cast. But it's like. Things with diversity do well because people like to see themselves represented. Yeah. But then Hollywood goes, no, we need an all white thing. And
that's
we need
because
to
Hollywood
roles.
Is
that's crazy.
I know,
the people making the decisions are white.
I gotta
and they
tell you
see
something, guys.
It's just so interesting.
Someone told me to get over it when I was upset about something. A
Who
straight
is it?
White
Where
man
does he live? What
fucking
is his email?
Told me to get over it. This is 2017. This month.
Can
this
you write down
month.
Who it was?
I can't write it down because I don't know his name.
What was the situation?
And
we
no
were
one
talking
ever will.
About movies. He's a screenwriter, and we're casually talking, and he's
Let's
like,
just say it was Ben Schwartz and get him some heat. For no reason.
Alice
he probably just loved the attention.
So this guy tells me like
Phaser
we're both talking about how
Shields
the
up.
Music drive okay, was right. the film drive was so great, right? So the film drive is so great. I watched it so many times, and then I found out that Irene is supposed to be Irene, and it fucking happens in East LA, and this is a Hispanic couple, and that's the original. That's the book. And so I saw an interview.
Oh wait, so the drive is supposed to be two Hispanic people?
Yes. So it's Ryan Gosling and a Hispanic should be woman,
of course.
And
wait, should
it's
Ryan Gosling
Mulligan.
Also be Hispanic?
No.
Oh,
but
okay,
there's no hot Hispanic male actors, of course.
Sure.
So we couldn't have done that.
Yeah, I mean,
Oscar
you're
Isaac, right.
Right
there in that same movie.
No.
But so like,
sorry,
Carey
Veronica,
Mulligan.
No good looking Hispanic actors.
Oh, okay. I accept that. So Carey Mulligan is this British white woman, and she in the interviews of the Blu-ray DVD, she's like, that role was supposed to be for a Hispanic woman, but I really wanted to do it, so I talked to the director and I got it. So we had to change a lot of the script because it was meant for a Hispanic woman, but because I took it, we had to change a lot of the things because it didn't really make sense because it was for a Hispanic woman. Anyway, I got the role.
I'm triggered again. Like, I'm triggered again. Second Veronica is triggered by this first Veronica story.
My God, it's that never went away for me either. When you explain what happened with that, it changed everything. I mean, I've definitely never been a Carey Mulligan fan since then. And I don't know how to explain to people why, because I have to go into this huge backstory of like why I hate her. But it makes me furious. It's just like, the fuck, bitch? Like how entitled do I mean, I'm entitled, right? Like I'm an entitled bitch, white bitch in Hollywood. And I know how entitled I am. And it's a nightmare. But like that level of entitlement is crazy. And everybody's like, yay. And now Promising Young Woman wins an Oscar. And I'm just like, fuck you all.
I watched the movie and I just can't stop thinking about it. I can't see her without thinking about it. I wish I could. I wish
also,
I could, but I can't.
These British people, and I'm just saying build a wall, because these British people keep coming in and taking our jobs and it's fucking bullshit. Fucking build that wall.
This is my joke is that the old American girl is actually a British woman.
Yes. Because every time she's like, I just really... just love living in America. And then she's like, thank you so much for watching. And it's like, fuck you.
I'd like every woman actress job, like every American, white American woman actress job that has been taken by a British woman, not a black or a Hispanic woman.
These
or Asian.
These Queen Elizabeth fucking motherfuckers coming in here. I don't know what the fuck.
How dare they? Marina Sirtis is a British woman.
But she gets a pass.
We love her.
Rad.
Because she created a full accent. You know linguistically how hard it is to create your own made-up accent and keep it for seven seasons? Like,
I know. And she rags on herself about that, too. She rags on herself about her acting early on and everything. She's so fucking stars. She's rad. Just like us. Good. You know, except for Carey Mulligan.
She's good. Oh, you guys, my mom is here. She just fucking made a face. She hates it. She hates that this is happening. Pero asómate.
Hi. Oh, it's so nice to finally meet Veronica's sister, younger sister, I presume.
Thank you so much. Yes, I am. Thank you so much. Yes, I am. Yes. Nice to meet you guys.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Hi.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. That is exactly.
She took so much work away from me.
You are not adopted.
I am not adopted. I came right from that vagina.
God really said copy paste.
Ella que sí, God really said copy paste. This morning our doctor, I went to a chiropractor because I already have doctors in Austin apparently, and then
everybody does.
I'm here. I have my cat. I'm here. And he was just complimenting her and being like just like me, and she was like,
wow.
So that's my mom.
We got a Paul F clip on the burner, I believe.
Let's do it. And we're soon gonna wrap it up, right?
No.
I know.
I don't want to wrap it up ever.
You wanna know the history of Mayor? This episode?
Yes, I do.
Mayor. It says story outlined by Philip Lazensebnik, along with a one-page introductory memo sent to the creators of the show. And then the creators of the show saw that, the one-page introductory memo. And then they sent back a two-page memo. Pillar.
Huge font. Said, yep. Fuck you.
One page.
Who would turn the page?
78. Font size 78. And then Minonsky replies with three-page memo to Pillar. So the memos kept just...
These memos are growing.
Growing.
This is crazy.
And then the final draft script in July 8th.
Was so a five-page memo.
It's a final draft. So I guess, it had about five or more.
Or more.
Sure. Five or more pages. So,
I think it was more.
Additional filming at Bronson Canyon.
Oh, wow. They shot a lot of old Star Trek stuff there, I think.
Yeah.
And Batman.
In that
TV
Batman
show.
Cave, that like old, creature scenes filmed 8th of August, second unit footage.
Okay. Anniversary's coming up.
So, map for the 2-day location shoot.
It's been a while.
For the 2-day location.
We have a map.
That's so weird. A production map is online.
Equipment parking.
It's so strange.
Cast parking.
Wow.
Oh, somebody drew this
by
hand.
It's
by, that's wild.
Look, it says, I can't read what the fuck
you have
it
the
says.
Production phone number and everything here.
Call them out.
Star Trek Next Generation.
What's the number?
The phone number, I'm going to say it out loud. It's 48275202. That doesn't seem like a phone number.
Nope, that's not a phone number. I tried it, but it isn't.
Hello?
No.
Hi.
It's a drawing of a map and it says, no,
I'm on the phone with him. I'm on the phone with him.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, this is the... Hi. This is Alice Wetterlin. I work on a podcast for... we're a Star Trek podcast.
Oh, Star Trek. We did some production for Star Trek back in the day. Yeah.
Okay, great. So you did the episode called Darmok.
I'll take your word for it. I mean, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Can you describe anything about it?
It was in the, where was the location? The canyon?
The Bronson Canyon?
Bronson Canyon.
Yeah, like I say, we did a lot of stuff.
In Bronson Canyon specifically. I know you did Batman there and stuff.
Yeah, Batman Cave.
So the episode was like, Patrick Stewart was in it.
Okay, I remember him.
You do? Okay, great. He was there. And
wait, he runs.
The guy from LA Story played the maitre d'.
He remembers?
What?
Does he remember?
I'm trying to jog his memory right now.
Patrick Stewart played the maitre d' in LA Story.
Oh, yeah. But he was also Captain Picard on Star Trek. You've never heard of Star Trek?
No, I've heard of Star Trek.
Okay. It sounds like you don't remember a lot about this specific day, so I'm sorry to bother you.
I'll be honest with you. I'm having some personal problems.
Oh my God. What's going on? Do you want to talk about it?
I do.
Okay. This is the place to do it.
My wife and I have been together for many years, and I discovered that she was
oh my God.
texting people, telling them she was a film composer. She just texted them out of the blue.
Oh, no.
And,
is she a film composer?
No, she is a professional nerd, though.
I get it. There's a lot of crossover there.
Yeah. Anyway, she hooked like a bunch of guys.
Oh, my God.
With this scheme.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
I love her. I love her. What am I supposed to do?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, anything could happen.
Jack with the walls.
Wait, that's from the episode. That's from the episode. You said Shaka when the walls fell.
Yeah, Shaka when the walls fell.
Why did you say that?
It's just that you say when you're sad.
According to who? Where did you hear first hear it?
I don't know. I just picked it up somewhere. It's an expression that everybody uses.
No one uses that except for on the episode.
Well, you knew what it was.
I know this because this is what I was calling you about.
Is he Shaka?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Shaka.
It is?
Shaka so- W.
Shaka W.
Shaka WT Wallsville.
Wow.
Shaka William Thomas Wallsville.
Okay, so the phrase that you're saying everybody says when they're sad is actually your name.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
I never put that together.
That
before.
Is so depressing.
Were you born in that studio?
I mean, I'm thinking maybe there was some other things going on.
Like, sometimes I think I was born in the studio. I mean, it's been my life for such a long time.
And that can really impact a marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if somebody's, you know, going through something and you can't be there. Like if she was diagnosed as a Samantha.
Oh, my God. What did you hear?
We don't know your wife.
Well, it's a common problem with women of a certain age.
She just told me, are you so? You sounded like it just said.
What?
Women of a certain age.
It's a common problem with women of a certain age.
My wife got a false diagnosis as a Charlotte. And
Oh, wow.
She started getting all sassy and
yeah, of course.
We got a second opinion. She's a bit of a Samantha Jones.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm so sorry. And she's doing the scheme
a
little bit.
Yeah. You know what they say? Don't ever marry a professional nerd because they will cheat on you and they are prone to cancer.
Well, I have heard that phrase before.
Yeah, professional nerd. What, I stutter? I'm sorry. I should be taking it out on you.
Hey, I'm really glad that we got to talk.
I've never heard that before.
I hope this thing with your name, you know, makes you think about that. Maybe get some outside help.
Well, I thought that's what you were for. You didn't call to help me up?
Help you up?
You didn't call to help me up.
You fall? Where are you?
I'm in the Batman cave.
Is he a turtle?
He's in the cave.
A lot of questions.
Well, I have a production
Yes,
map.
I have a turtle. Yes, I've fallen down a well in the Batman cave.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How long have you been there?
We'll get
back. Well, turtles have a long time.
Oh, no. We're going to send you some help right away.
Please. I'm just a turtle.
Okay. All right. We're going to get some help out right.
I'm crying.
I know.
I was going to ask if he was crying.
All right, Shaka. We're going to get you some help right away, okay?
Shaka WT.
Oh, Tampa, his arms wide.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why'd you say that?
He's gone.
I have forgotten about that completely.
Of course, because we do so much like bullshit. I'm like laughing, my cheek hurts. I've drawn so many hearts.
So funny.
Oh, thank you for making us listen to that, Robin.
Making us.
I do not know a better way to go out, though, than this next clip, which I don't know what is. but we've really put a lot on Skylar for this episode, so I do want to shout him out. Skylar Hanranth, our producer, has been awesome and helped us a lot with this last season. So thank you very much, Skylar. And this is as sincere as I will ever be when complimenting you. So maybe record it.
Maybe like remember it.
What if you hadn't been recording till now?
Fucking treasure it.
Anyway, Robin, thank you so much for doing this for us. We're just
with us.
So grateful to
by
you.
Us.
And we can't wait to make it not a goodbye and see you at the con.
Well, that would be awesome. Do you guys mind if I take a selfie? Or not a selfie.
We can't allow it. How would we stop you?
I don't want to just, you know,
like, what do you want us to do? Should we, are you in the middle on your screen?
I don't know. Laugh.
We can laugh, I tell you.
Well, okay, let's all smile. If you're at home or driving, you need to smile too. Okay.
All right.
Okay, we're ready.
Let me get the faces up close.
Whiskey.
Thank you, guys.
Of course.
That's what we say in Venezuela.
Is that what you say in Venezuela?
Whiskey. We tell kids, like, say whiskey. So they smile.
Let's do the rare clip.
Wait, let's.
So Robin, funny.
Robin, do you need to plug anything? Your hospital, your department, your wing?
Yes. I'd like to plug the COVID vaccine. Please get it.
Plug it into your arms.
I plug it right into your arm. It is good. And if you get it, we can all go to the Star Trek convention without masks.
So yes. If you haven't gotten it yet, yes, there are side effects and it does suck. You get sick. I have to say this because people are like, I don't want people to be surprised or whatever. Like I was when I was like on a wild ayahuasca journey of sickness for like 4 hours. And I was like, whoa, I'm going to die. And then I woke up fine.
And now you're invincible.
Yeah. So our bodies are amazing. Trust the science. Get your jabs.
Robin,
shots.
We didn't ask you any medical questions, but I do have a question. What happens if everyone gets a vaccine? What are doctors estimating? What's the time in which we could potentially, like, yeah, go to a convention without wearing masks?
I mean, if everyone gets it, I think.
We can all do it.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 2 weeks, baby.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Not everybody's getting it.
Yeah. I am a primary care doctor, so I have to have these conversations a lot. So for all you other fans out there, get your COVID. You probably all got the COVID vaccine.
I doubt that anybody listening to this show is like not on board.
But
do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite vaccine brand, I guess?
Yeah. Are you a Modernica girl?
I really like the smallpox. I would recommend either the Pfizer or Moderna, but even the J&J, if that's what you wish. But
I got the J&J, and honestly, I loved it.
She just went on
great.
It was a free ayahuasca trip for you. So.
It was. Yeah. It was wild.
Cheap.
It's a wild time.
Cheap. Great. So I'm glad we're saying this. I'm glad I hope people are staying safe and just taking care of each other so we can meet at the convention dressed as our wildest dreams. Our wildest
dresses our dreams.
And if masks are going to be a thing, try to include them into your costume. Like pick those characters that would have things, you know?
Yeah, we got to have all those. The guy with the breathing tube.
The
breathing tube guy that was Wesley's friend. There's going to be a lot of those.
He was barely featured, and we're all going to be that guy. So
it's going to be a huge year for that character.
Wash your hands and do the thing, guys. Come on.
All right. We're going to go out on this clip with R.B. Butcher.
Thank you guys
so much.
I had the best time. Thank you again for having me.
thank you so much, Robin.
And I'm so sad it's going to be over.
Woo. No, we're going to keep going. Great. It's no goodbyes in this business. What? That's not a phrase.
Good. I hate goodbyes.
We've had some ups and downs with the reviews, as we've talked about before. And we found that after we talked about our low reviews a few weeks back, we had a really fun time dissing all the people that gave us crappy low star reviews. But then we were already back at 5 stars by the time we released that segment. And then we went back down to 4.5 for a while.
Oh, really? Because we incited it?
Because I think we gave them a little too much attention and we got some trolls. So that's bad to do. You can't feed the trolls.
I want to write a book about the trolls.
Well, people are. I mean, look, you should too. I'm sorry that I said that. People are. And what I mean is you are. And I want you to do that.
Okay.
And you should write it about also like
the magic of trolls.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
That's
like,
what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So anyway,
don't steal this idea, guys. It's genius.
So we really had a fun time arguing with your reviews. So instead, we're going to argue with some 5-star reviews.
Oh, my God.
Because
yes.
We can argue with anything. And so we're really trying to make this a thing. So if you want attention from us, why don't you write us a 5-star review and maybe we'll take issue with it. My first issue that I have is with a reviewer named Gathly. First of all, get your life together. That's your name. G-A-T-H-L-Y. Definitely British. This review was written on January 15th. The review's title is Why Not Longer? 5 stars. And I'm going to read it British. I love all the off-topic talk. My only complaint about the show is that you always end it at a certain time, no matter what you talked about. Why can't a show just go on longer? If you spend an hour talking about how Judaism relates to your dating life, you can still then spend another 15 minutes or so on the episode. It's a podcast. There's no limit on how long you can make them. And there were a couple episodes where you literally didn't mention anything about the episode at all. It's your show. And I love it. And I have nothing to say over how you do it, of course. This is just a random fan's comment and opinion with a 5-star rating. So you don't kill me.
I love you, Kathleen.
No, we don't love you.
We love you.
Problems with what you said. Why can't the show be just going longer? Because then we would always be here. We wouldn't get to this segment because we wouldn't be sleeping. You say, oh, you can spend another 15 minutes on the episode.
Why can't we go on longer?
And then Gathley says, it's a podcast. No, it's not. Oh, actually, I'm getting word that it is.
Yeah,
okay,
Brett is,
well,
Brett
you're right about that.
Heavily indicating that it actually is a podcast.
And there were a couple episodes where you literally didn't mention anything about the episode at all. I definitely think that's false.
We have mentioned the episode.
There's no way we didn't mention the episode at all.
Didn't like release a random non-episode episode.
Unless
I
it was
don't
specifically
remember
one of those.
Unless someone knocked me out halfway
but
through.
But I'm glad that I read your review, and I'm glad. And I wouldn't have read it if it wasn't 5 stars. So how about that? We're still gonna kill you though.
I'm gonna read another terrible 5-star review.
All right, go for it.
This podcast has a wonderful mix of earnest affection for the show, insightful critique, and just plain fun digressions. They really care about Trek, but also bring a lot of themselves to the show. With their humor and personal stories.
Despicable.
It's unlike any other Trek podcast out there. They seem to have a blast making the show, and I have a blast listening to
it.
I
hope this
Benny
is a short
Russ.
One. Okay.
5 stars. Title, completely charming.
Ugh.
He is a character, this Benny. Benny guy.
I feel like he lives inside of one of those like a table lamp or something. Oh, yeah. And he just like comes out.
He comes out of the closet. He's like, uh-oh. this is great.
He only eats xanthan gum. He's like, does it have xanthan gum in it? I need it. Well, so we bring a lot of ourselves to the show.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. We really care about Trek.
No, we don't.
That's all I have.
It's unlike any other Trek podcast out there.
It's like all of them.
Okay.
Well, it's not like them because it's made by women. We're not good enough. All right.
You have another one ready to go?
All right. 5 estrellas.
From whom? What date?
From January 24th, from Keshia the Brave. This podcast is the absolute best. Well, no, it's not, first of all. Alice and Vero's recent rant about big whiny baby reviewers and the terrible iTunes rating system actually made me write my first ever podcast review after 10-ish years of podcast listening. I love you. Don't ever stop.
Okay, maybe we will stop.
Maybe we will stop.
Maybe we will one day.
Maybe one day we won't be able to do this anymore because we'll have a family finally.
Or be dead.
That's a really good point
too.
Yeah,
exactly.
We might die.
We might die one day.
At any moment.
In fact, everyone dies.
I didn't even think about that till now.
My eyes twitching really hard.
What if this is the first time I contemplated my own mortality?
I think that happened to me when I was like 5. I was like, damn. I was in Venezuela. I didn't know English.
I like when you say the name Dan.
Damn.
Does everybody die? Damn.
I have another. Bridget McDonald St. Paul. St. Paul.
Bridget McDonald St. Paul.
Bridget McDonald St. Paul.
It is a Bridget.
Should I look it up?
As Scottish as I can.
That was
Rex in the City.
Pretty good.
Very entertaining and refreshing. Commentary spot on. I also know Alice's aunt, and she's wonderful too.
Wow.
Whoa. No, you don't.
Bridget McDonough St. Paul is your aunt's buddy.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Alice?
Well, people live in St. Paul, so I know that's true. It's really a shitty response.
Wow. What a detective,
I'm looking
Alice.
For it right now.
You could what be a, Sherlock.
What a detective.
Well, people live in St. Paul, so I know that it's that... definitely true. Okay. Mystery solved.
Is that the whole review?
Yeah, she was just
brief, in and out.
In and out, baby. Okay.
Oh, if you know my aunt, then what is her name? Well, you didn't respond, so who knows?
Look at this. This is so funny and representative. The wide world and came back to this. Trekkerhood, what? Awkward girlhood, oh. Minorityhood, and tangenthood. This is the best thing ever. All right. Well, there are also puddings and Thai food.
Puddings. All right. I call an end to this segment.
I can't fight with them. I can't fight with people.
We love you all.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.